obviously it's not an easy decision to take strike action. We've been in talks with the government over the last couple of weeks, but that hasn't moved anywhere. 9 weeks ago we gave them a chance to talk properly to us. There's a lot of messing around, and it's just got to the point where there are three things: excessive workload and bureaucracy, performance related pay, and unfair pension changes.
I mean, what are you saying to parents? Because I would understand that maybe it's a little bit disruptive for them.
I can understand it's disruptive. It's also not a very easy decision for teachers to take strike action. It's a caring profession. It's a vocation. People don't go into this job for the money. They don't go into it for financial reasons at all. But actually, the fact that we are taking strike action isn't taken lightly. And although we realise it's very difficult for parents at this time, and there has been a lot of media hype linked to the Michael Gove's instruction about charging for taking children out of school, that is not something that teachers or head teachers or even local authorities want to do. It is a government directive. But actually, with regards to taking strike action, like I said, we don't like to take things lightly. It is a decision we've taken because actually we need to do it for the good of the profession and to stand up for education.
You think almost like it's a last resort?
It is a last resort. We've tried talking, we've tried putting our ideas across. The figures just don't stack up. We're losing 50% of all teachers that enter the profession are leaving within 5 years. The teacher workload survey that Michael Gove sat on for a year, which is outrageous. For a whole year, he's known that primary school teachers are working 60 hours, secondary school teachers are working 56, yet he's done nothing about it to make the changes to that. There won't be a teaching profession if we don't start standing up now.
What sort of an impact do you think it'll have on Portsmouth as a whole?
There are over 70 schools in Portsmouth, and yes, you know, I hope that NUT members will take time and take time out to realise the importance of standing up together. We do need to stand up to Michael Gove together. We are the only union at the moment going on strike, although the others have been in talks. We've received lots of positive support from parents. We've been leafleting in the Stand Up for Education, trying to explain that the key things that we're asking Michael Gove to do. But it will be disruptive. And what I urge is for people to come down to the Guildhall at 12 o'clock tomorrow to pick up some leaflets, to talk to teachers, to ask them why they're taking their time out, why they're taking losing a day's pay to go on strike action, why are they getting quite a lot of flack from some people, from the media, and why we're standing up for education, standing up for teachers and for kids.
Just to sort of say about feedback from parents, so obviously you've had to give them a bit of warning. What have they been saying to you?
It's actually been very positive. We've had Stand Up for Education stalls across the country. There's been over 100 stalls across the country where we've given out leaflets, and we've taken time on a Saturday to tell parents what the issues are with Michael Gove. We realise that striking isn't the only way. There are three prongs really to our campaign, and striking is the final point of it, the last resort. But the other ones are, we have been trying to tell parents exactly what Michael Gove is doing to their education system, the way that he's treating teachers, the way he's making them work till they're 68, the way that the workload and the bureaucracy and the tasks and the tick boxes are taking us away from our pupils and the jobs that we really want to do. So what we've tried to do, the NUT, is to meet parents in the street on the weekends and after schools and in the evenings to give out leaflets and to talk about it and to get them on side. So that's one of the things. The second thing we've done is we've tried to talk to our own local MPs. Teachers have gone along to surgeries. We've invited our own MP, came to the Portsmouth AGM, and we had a long talk with her about our issues that we've got with regards to teacher workload and working till you're 68. And obviously the third point being the fact that at the end of the day, it is an argument with Michael Gove. It isn't with my local authority. It isn't with my school, and it isn't with the parents in my class. It is with Michael Gove. And I think together we need to stand up to him, to stand up for education.
Excellent.